Welcome to the sixth and final recording of this information audio series on visioning and goal setting, projecting your tomorrow and heading toward it today. Greetings once again. This is Deanna Mayo of Savvy Gals Coaching and Consulting. We've covered a lot of information in this series, starting with learning what a vision is and why it is so important to have one. Next, we talked about how to create your own vision for all areas of your life. In the third and fourth audios, I shared with you how to create an actionable plan and ensure your success. And in the last audio, we talked about how important your thoughts, words, and beliefs are for your own success. In this final audio of the series, we're going to discuss two powerful perspectives that will help you work your way through the tough times that inevitably will come along the way. While it's true that we always want to focus our attention on those things that are positive, we also need to prepare ourselves to deal with negativity when it arises. This way, we can deal with temporary setbacks when they occur and continue moving forward towards our goals. Today, we'll discuss the concept of burning the boat, and we will look at failure for what it really is and what it really isn't. Shall we begin? Face it, when working towards our goals, there will be times when our fears will seem so overwhelming that we will need to stage an all-out attack to fend them off. In the old days, there was a famous wartime strategy for those who controlled the seas and ruled the world. In battle, when things got tough, soldiers would sometimes lose hope and retreat to the safety of their ship. In order to ensure that the soldiers didn't give up and retreat, the captain would actually set fire to the ship as soon as everyone disembarked. This tactic had a powerful psychological effect on the soldiers. There was no other choice but to be 100% committed to going forward and succeeding, because there was nowhere else to go. We need to have that same resilience to stick to our plan no matter what happens. Fear, doubt, and worry can weaken our resolve, but things are usually not as bad as we fear they will be. Once we allow negativity to put a chink in our armor, we then become vulnerable to obstacles and attack. We need to constantly remind ourselves that we will not give up. Our goals and dreams are worth the hard times and the setbacks, and the challenges are inevitable. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. Ask any champion. Simply continue pressing forward and you will achieve your goals. And that leads us to our discussion of failure, what it is and what it's not. Failure is a very basic fact of life. At some time or another, everyone is going to fail. Even the most successful people have fallen short or haven't accomplished what they set out to do, at least the first time around. Failure is not a curse, it's a learning experience. Ask any successful person what got them over their hurdles in order to be a success. All of them will tell you it was the valuable lessons they learned from failing that gave them the insights they needed to succeed. So yes, always try to succeed. Always do the very best that you can. Just know that there will be times that you'll fall short, and don't allow it to knock you off your track. The truth is, in order to become successful, one must take chances, and that means you're going to be increasing your chances of failure. So accept your failures for the moment, learn from them, and get back to pursuing your goals. Do not allow yourself to get discouraged by difficulties. Instead, approach setbacks and hurdles as an opportunity to learn, grow, and persevere. Failure is going to happen. What matters is how you deal with it. Remember, every time you discover something that doesn't work, you're one step closer to discovering what does. Congratulations, you're already well on your way. I hope you found this information to be valuable in creating your own vision and setting a plan to make it a reality. As a professional coach, I work with clients to help them determine goals for their business and life, set a plan for success, and create a list of actions for carrying out that plan. Then I provide accountability and support along the way. With something as big and important as your own life and business vision, you want to do all that you can do to ensure your success, and I can help you do it. To find out more about me and my products and services, please visit my website at www.savvygals.com. That's SAVVYGALS.com. There you can download a special report, sign up for my e-zine Savvy Strategies, or sign up for the next series of my Get Clients Now program or the Savvy Gals Success Circle. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me anytime at Deanna@SavvyGals.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-A. Or call me at 503-922-2688. Until then, thanks for listening. Be well, and here's to your fantastic success.